We're going to honor another gentleman tonight who wouldn't quit, who's still facing some obstacles, but he's not quitting. This is one of the great men of our generation who's received far too little publicity and promotion. This man has built one of the biggest churches in the world. In fact, his Sunday school, when he was pastoring until a recent illness, favorably compared with the Sunday school of the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. One of the outstanding, if not the outstanding, missionary of our generation. A fellow who, on the field in the prime of his life, suddenly was stricken by the dread disease of cancer. He had to come home from the Philippine Islands where he had served and built a great, great work. But he wouldn't quit. And he still won't quit. He is sick tonight, but he flew from Houston, Texas to tell you not to quit. Missionary, pastor, great Christian who wouldn't quit, Missionary Bob Hughes. You tonight. I've heard of you and met you one time, didn't I, down in Indianapolis. I've heard of you, corresponded with you some. I've loved you through across the miles. And brother, I want you to come here and inspire people tonight and these preachers from all over America. Dr. Evans has a few words he wants to say about you, if you'll stand here, and then I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes.
The Bob Hughes story is one of the outstanding success stories in the history of modern missions. Used of God in ministering to 32 churches, these churches averaging over 20,000 in Sunday school. One of the pastors of the large church is, and the pastor is here tonight with Brother Hughes. Every day is a challenge to this man. He can't sleep at night. He faces every day with a serious affliction. Brother Bob recently was quoted in the Baptist Bible Tribune as saying, "We are missionaries home on furlough. Amen. We have no intention of giving up the mission field.
Amen. Amen.
We may have to adjust to my physical ability, but God has called us and we're not quitting."
Amen.
Brother Dennis Hunting, a friend of his, reported this: "To sit and talk with Brother Bob is a rich blessing. You feel like you're warming yourself at the hearth of a great soul. His own deeds are real, and his needs are real, and we must not sin in failing to pray for him. He has much to give, and he seems to draw strength just in giving. Only the Lord knows the future, but Brother Bob savors each day and seasons it with thanksgiving. A great man of God, Brother Bob Hughes."
Brother Hughes, step here if you would, please. There are many hundreds of us who've admired you. I mean that. This is not just trying to make a service. This is to say that we've admired you through the years. And the words would come, reports would come from across the miles. And so many missionaries said, "Can't be done. You can't do it on the field like you can in the States." And then to hear the reports. I know many times, brother, I'd hear your attendance creeping up mighty close to somebody's I know. And man, we'd have another big day right quick. Why don't you just give a word of testimony about the grace of God and whatever's on your heart, brother?
Thank you, Dr. Heil. One of the things that I realized a long time ago as a young missionary that you're all right if you can listen to all the praise that people give you, but if you just won't believe it. And I appreciate what people say, but I know myself a lot better. The man that is attending this meeting this week, first time he's ever been in the United States, a medical doctor, Dr. Army Gisalva, is somewhere in this great congregation tonight. and the people in the Philippines have done all the work, and I get all the glory. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I've been in the hospital for the last week, and I got out this morning and flew up here, and I'll go back tomorrow. And Helen, my wife, said, "Why do you want to get out and go?" And I said, this is medicine for my soul, just to be able to be here in this meeting. This is what I need, is the encouragement from God's people up and down the land. And I have thousands of people praying for me. During the 21 years that we've been missionaries there, we can look back and remember that first Sunday when we started with 14. But we knew, even though nobody showed up on Sunday night, that God was in it. And we knew that soul winning was the key on any field. And so we have seen God bless in so many ways down through the years that we cannot even number. The 32 churches that have been started, the large work that we got a telegram the other day in Cebu that they had 32,900 on a special day. And I told Dr. Gisalda the other day, I said, "Please don't tell anybody, because that's not too good. You're gone and I'm gone." And they're doing it. And I said, "People might cut off my support if they realize that they can get along without me." But we've had our Bible college there in Cebu, and we've had the joy of printing Bibles and working among those people. Then last September the 9th, I went in the hospital for the operation, and I didn't know anything was wrong. I was back in the hospital room, coming out from under the anesthesia, and the telephone rang, and they handed the telephone to me, and it was the mayor of the city of Cebu. And I took the telephone, and he said, "Reverend Hughes," he said, "I just heard the bad news, and I want you to know I'm praying for you." Until that time, I didn't know what the bad news was. Helen leaned over about that time and says, "You have cancer, and we're rushing you back to the States as soon as possible to try to get some further help." I don't know how you would have felt, but I went into a state of depression. I'd advise people never to ask God why, but I found myself saying, "Why, God, would you allow this thing to happen to me? I'm enjoying the work. We're seeing God bless in so many ways. And I wanted to be there with my people and continue on." And this thing hit me, and the clouds began to come in on me, and doubts and fears. And I wondered why, at 43 years of age, I'd be knocked down. And I went into this state of discouragement and depression and indulging in self-pity for 3 or 4 hours. And finally, in the afternoon, a young lady from our church, a young doctor, came into my room and said, "Pastor, could I talk with you just a moment?" And she leaned over against my bed and said, "You know, Pastor, we were all discouraged and wondering why God would take our missionary from us when we need him so badly, until we remembered the verse of Scripture that you taught us." And then she quoted in my ears, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Wow. It seemed like the Lord was saying, "Now, son, you're going to have to practice what you've been preaching to these people." And somehow I looked up to God from that hospital bed, and I said, "God, I still don't understand it, but I want to thank you for this cancer." And from that day till this, the cancer has not been a problem to Bob Hughes. But I've just made up my mind that I don't know how long God has given me. I know people are praying, and the doctors don't give me any encouragement whatsoever, but I know they don't have the final word. Amen. And I know that with prayers from God's people up and down this land, that I'm going to keep on going just as long as He wants me to go. And I've made up my mind I'm going to live till I die. Amen. I've just decided that I'm going to go on. the goals that I had set for my life for the next year and the next 5 years and the next 10 years seemed to be all cut off. But when I looked up and thanked God for it, He began to enlarge my visions and my goals more than they'd ever been before. And I feel that God has given me an opportunity that I still don't understand what's going on. And I'm not real brave or anything like that, but I do believe that God has something. And during the last 2 years, we've been able to print 580,000 Bibles for our people. And I ask God to allow me to take this little red Bible that we can print for 15 cents a copy for our people. During this year, I'm going to raise $63,000 to print 420,000 to make it a million. And I don't know what's going to happen to Bob Hughes, but I know that the Word of God's going to live on and on and on forever and ever. And when I went to those islands, there were so few Bibles, but now I can go up and down those islands and I can find the red Bibles that people have. One of the thrilling experiences, and I close with this, was a few years ago, Dr. DeSalva, who is here tonight, and I were up in the mountains visiting and having a youth camp. And an old gentleman, the oldest man I'd ever met, came hobbling down the mountain. He was 107 years old. We began to talk to him and ask him if he'd ever had a Bible before, ever read a Bible, and he said no. He didn't even know what a Bible was. But as Dr. DeSalva began to talk to him and open his Bible, he led this old gentleman to the Lord. Amen. The last time that I remember seeing him, he had that little red Bible up against his chest and his walking cane, and he was walking up the mountain. And oh, I asked myself many times, why would that old gentleman have to wait 107 years to get a 15-cent Bible? Why would he have to wait that long to just get a copy of the Bible? We have a saying in the islands that we can't win them all, but we can warn them all. If they're going to go to hell, let them go to hell with a 15-cent Bible in their hand at least. Let them know the way. So God has allowed me to have this experience, and I thank Him for it. It's not something that He's sending my way to punish me, but I look at this thing that God has sent my way as a gift from a God who loves Bob Hughes in a very special way. And it's wrapped up in His mercy and in His grace, and I'm looking forward. Because, you know, there's just one promotion from down here, and that's up. And I'm looking forward to that day, and I don't have to worry about anything. It's like the little girl walking through the cemetery one night. Man says, "Susie, are you not afraid to go through the cemetery?" And she said, "No, sir, I live just on the other side." And folks, I don't worry about the graveyard tonight because I live just on the other side. And I'm going home soon.
Amen. That's wonderful. Brother Hughes, we want to give you something that you can remember us by. This is a check for $200 for you to buy your new suit of clothes with or new outfit. And then for Mrs. Hughes, a shopping spree for her, a check for $200. And then this is one of the great honors that Hiles Anderson College has ever had. We confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities with our congratulations.
He won't quit. He won't quit. Help him right up here. He won't quit.
Are you going to quit? No, not at all.